We are learning Maseches Moed Katan Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Chacham Shemeis. If the Chacham is the Rebbe, the Rosh Shiva, if he was Nifter, Beis Midrash, his Beis Midrash is bottle. For the week of Shiva, they are busy that week with Hespedim on the Rosh Shiva, and they don't have Yeshiva that week. Av Bezdin Shemeis. If it's Av Bezdin, it's a little bigger. It's like one of the leaders of the city. Dies. Call Batei Midrash Shviro. All the Batei Midrashim in that city, Betalim, are bottle. V'nichnasim lebeis haKnesses, and when they go to shul, Mishanim es v'kaimam. They change their place. Hayosh v'mitzafayin. The people who sit on the north side, Hayosh v'mitzafayin. Sit on the south side, Hayosh v'mitzafayin. Hayosh v'mitzafayin. They switch. Nasi Shemeis. If it's the leader of Gan's Klai Yisrael dies. Batei Midrash is cool on Betalim. All Batei Midrash are bottle for that week. They do a spade in the whole week. And they don't daven a minyan either. Ubnei haKnesses, nichnasim lebeis haKnesses, v'kirin shiva, v'yotzim. They only go into shul to lane. And what the Gemara says, to lane on Shabbos, to lane the seven aliyahs, that's the only time they go into the shul. But they don't even daven a minyan. Then Muki Yosef speaks out, the hua din, Monday and Thursday also. I'll read you the last from Muki Yosef. She'ein mispalim ba'asara elebeis. They don't daven with a minyan only in the house. Chutz v'kriyas ha'tayra v'shabbos v'shiva, v'hua din v'sheni v'chamishi, shloisha. And this din is not by Chacham Abezdin. Shame about the Bezichnesses. But when it comes to the Nasi, the whole entire city takes that week is they're busy with the spade of the Nasi. And Meshuvah Karcha Amma, Loishi Yelchu be a Tailu Vashuk. Instead of going to shul or going to learn, they shouldn't go and take walks in the street. Elo Yoishu Vedaimim. They sit and do nothing and think about the mace and they give cover to the mace. Ve'ein, and now a new thing, nothing to do with Chacham, and every Beis Avol, ve'ein oimim shemua va'agada be'Beis Avol. When it comes to the Beis Avol, even though there's a heter maybe to learn Devarim Aram, which is Hilchos Avelis, but they should not say a shtikal Taira or a piece of Agada be'Beis Avol. But Amar Olav Rav Chanin Ani Ben Gamliel, shaya oimim shemua va'agada be'Beis Avol, used to say a shtikal Taira and a speech and a Devar Agada in the Beis Avol. That's Machlekes, what they do in the Beis Avol, back upon him. Our this price says that there's a lacha of legavi chacham and nasi aves in a certain aspect of bittel based medrash, and then there's another lacha machlekes if you're allowed to say shmuas va'agados in the base ha'aval. Like so shal is so one shal we said is even like the dvarim of they let learn when avelis. The mugeis is different pshat than what it means this dvar agada. Zakta Mukyasif, Veloy Hagada, the Fisha Moshkin Zalay, Vlis Asku Babylosa, Vafilu Bishabis, Shein Boya Velois, Ein Oiskim Vitaira. Even Shabbos, that this is saying, even on Shabbos you don't do this. That's the Chiddush of his halacha. One Pshad is the Chiddush is talking about things you let to learn. The other Pshad is that even on Shabbos you can't have, because that's extra simcha that you can't have on Shabbos. Pashas, there's enough Avelis and Shabbos, so we'll see more later on about that. Tanu Rabbanan. Avel, Shabbos Rishayna, Avel, Shabbos Rishayna, in the Yeritz and Pesach Beisai. I'm going to give the Seder of the 4 weeks of the Avel. The Avel, the first week, he doesn't leave his house because it's Shiva, he stays in his house the whole week. Shnia, the second week, Yitzei, in the Yeritz and Kaimai. He can go out of his house and go to Shul, but he doesn't sit in his regular spot in Shul. Shlishas, the third week, Yoshev Mekayim, he sits in his place, he doesn't talk the same way. He doesn't give a drasha v'rabim, he doesn't talk the same way he talks like when he's not an oval. Revius, Harei Kachal Adam. The fourth week already is regular. Rav Yehuda bunches up everything one more week. Rav Yehuda Emer, Lo Yehutchuhu Leim HaShabbos Yoshayna, Lo Yotzah Pesach Veisai. The first week you don't ever tell us that he's not going to go out of his house. Rav Yehuda Nechas, Lo Beisai Nachmai, ever goes to his house to Menachem Ovalim. So obviously he's not going out of his house. Ella, Shania, in the Yotzah Pesach Veisai. The second week, he does not go out of his house. Shlishis Yoytzei Venish Mekayim. He goes out of his house and sits in his regular place in Shul. Revius Yoytzei Mekayim Veinu Medaber. The fourth week, he's Yoytzei Mekayim. He doesn't talk the same way. Chamishis Harei Kachol Adam. On the fifth week, he's like regular. And now in Shulchan Aruch and Shemitah Gimel, we pass him like the first man Yama. And the Ramah there adds on an extra thing about changing his spot. The Ramah brings down the passing like this. So he brings down that I read the lashon over here. That v'mreitza shalaleishav mekayimah v'suah shlishis v'ladaber. Just be other. If he wants to, it says the third week he sits in his place and he doesn't talk. It says the guy's by him says in the third week he wants to not sit in his place. He could do that. Zokt Ramah, v'achshav noyagin she'en yoishvim mekoyimam kol shloishim. Our minhag these days is that an avil does not sit in his place for the whole 30 days. Val avival imoy al yud beis chaydish. For kol yud beis chaydish doesn't sit in his place. That's what Ramah says. V'en leminhag zeh ikir. The Ramah says, even though it doesn't really have a makar this minig, look at our Gemara, it's 1 week, but Lamaisa, ain't Lasharis and a minig. He called Makam Fimin Hagar. So Lamaisa, that's where the minig comes from, that in the first 12 months, after Aviv Imai, they change the spot. But remember, Ramah says that there's no makar to this minig, and Lamaisa, ain't Lasharis and a minig, what's an afkamina? Afkamina is, what?
The Gemara
only says 1 week. That's what Ramah says, ain't makar for 12 months. So what's the afkamina? That's the minig, and he's supposed to keep the minig. But if he wants to get into a fight with a guy who wants a seat back or something like that, so l'chayr you can be makel and not to change a seat, because really it's only a minig that doesn't have a makar. That's what's negay about kapalim. This is what the Ramah says. Zok the Gemara vayte. Tana rabbanan. Kol shloishim yoyim l'nesuim. The first 30 days after a mace dies, a karav dies, which means in shloishim, a person is not allowed to get married. That means, let's say the 50-year-old guy, he had kids already, he lost his first wife 6 years ago. Now he's about to get remarried and he has a karav dies. He cannot get married next 30 days because a chasen is a simcha and he can't have a simcha within shloishim. That's the simple din. Kol shloishim yoyim, we'll assume. Mace ishtai, if his wife dies, he's sitting shiv for his wife. He has to wait to remarry for a longer time. Also, Lisa Isha Acharis, Acha Avro Lov Shloisha Regalim. He has to wait till he passes 3 Yom Tovim until he remarries another wife. And right, sorry, there is a case. We'll see. Very good question. And the Gemara doesn't say a case where you could marry someone within the Shloisha. We'll see. Akapadim, that's a good question. The Gemara says before that within, if you go to Shloishim, you shouldn't be machamavel him while his new wife is there because he might insult his new wife. It's a good question. The Gemara is going to give a case how it's possible to get married within Shloishim. But the first thing is, Mesa Ishtoi, also Lisa Shacharis, Achi Yarbu Shacharim. If we have 3 Yom Tovim, what's Pshat? So we'll tell you Taisa's second Pshat. Taisa says, in different Masal Ad, says, Inami, Kadesh Yisi Shacharis, Loya Zachor Minar Shaina. You shouldn't remember the first wife. So you shouldn't remember the first wife while you're with the second wife. So you have to have a good separation between two wives because it's a gnai that you should remember both wives at the same time. Therefore, you have to wait 3 regalim to forget the first wife, and then you can marry the next wife. So that's the halacha. Ruda a little less. Regal rishim sheni two yom tovim aser shishi muta. The third yom tovim is muta already. So that's all simple. But if he has no children yet, Mutta Lisa L'Alter. He's allowed to marry right away. He's allowed to marry L'Alter from Bittel Peruvu. Because Bittel Peruvu, he can marry right away. What does it mean, marry right away? So some say it means La'acha Shloishim and La'fuke, waiting 3 months. But the Rosh brings about a time that even right after Shiva, they could get married already. And that would be the Pshat in the Gemara 4. But Menachem Avil could be a few Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says Alta means right after Shiva. Hanichaloi bonim katanim. Let's see, he has children, but they're little children. He needs someone to take care of them. Mutlis la'alta, he's allowed to get married right away. Right after Shiva. Fidamandema. Paper is awesome because he wanted someone to take care of them. And there's a maisa, shemesa ishta shel Yosef HaKohen. The wife of Yosef HaKohen died. V'omu la'achoyso, you let him marry your wife's sister if the wife dies. So at the levaya, after the kvura, he goes over to the sister. He says, "Kvaras, lechir parnasi is bnei achayisra. Go take care of your nephews, the children of your sister." Which means he wants to marry her. Even though he got married, loy ba al zman ruba. He wasn't ba on her until zman ruba. Amar papa la'achash toishim yoyim until after 30 days. But he did marry her earlier. Because there's two times when there's a heter to marry earlier. First of all, if he wasn't Mekayim Pir Rivya, and then it's even Mutta Lava Yaleha after Shiva, according to Meir Tam, and that's the way Paskin. And there's another heter that if he has small children, he could remarry right away, and then he'll be Bala after Shloshim because he needs someone to take care of his children. So the Gemara Befocha, basically, could be either option over here. We have 2 cases. Well,
right.
No, they're going to the first altar. No, they're on the first altar of Ein Lebanon. And the altar doesn't say Dam Ruba.
No, but how do you understand? How do you know the altar and the Ruba is the same thing?
There la'alter is there's la'alter's klape the din of 3 months, and here's la'alter klape the din of shloshim yom. Each gemara is different. The word la'alter can mean different things. We know all of the shas la'alter can mean right away miyad, not even before shiva. It could mean different things, and that's what we pass actually. That la'alter la'alter of ein le'bonim is different than la'alter of yesh le'bonim. La'alter of ein le'bonim is even lava yaleha, and yesh le'bonim it's only after shloshim yom. So tomorrow, what's the dinim of shloshim? Shloshim we learned before from a pasuk. A person I'll take a haircut all 30 days. But there's another halacha of shloshim. Tana bottom, kol shloshim yom legiutz. For 30 days, you're not allowed to wear iron clothing. Echad kelim chadashim, ve'echad kelim mishanim. Say brand new ironed clothing, and say older clothing that was ironed. Ve'echad kelim mishanim, yoytzim teichah mechpas. It comes out of the press. You're not allowed to use or wear those clothing in the middle of shloshim. Rebbe says, no, it's only also if it's brand new kelim. But old kelim that are pressed are mutter. You're only not allowed to wear kelim chadoshim levonim. Only new, and only if it's white. So that's machlekes. Who do you pass? Like, tomorrow we'll be machlekes really Abaye v'Rava, how you pass. Abaye nafik v'garda the sarvla k'rebi. Abaye held like Rebbe, and therefore he went out with a lavon meguitz, that's yashan, which means a pressed piece of clothing that was old, but he wouldn't have worn a new clothing. Rava ran out of new clothing even. Nafik b'chamitzusa, which is like a shirt, remisa, Roman shirt, came from Rome. Sumkusa was red, charati, brand new. Karvelezer of Shimon, like Karvelezer of Shimon, who holds, he allowed to wear new clothing as long as it's colored. The only is it's white. And the bottom tais speaks out, Upiris b'taisus, the Abaye v'Rava, Lach Rava, v'mkein, muta lilvesh kelim, megohatzim tzevuim, afilu chadashim. You let her wear pressed clothing that's new, if it's colored. And if it's old, even white clothing, if it's older. But l'maisa, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like this on the other, but the minig is that Avelim do not wear new clothing at all during a year or during the Avelis by other Krevim. Even though Medina de Gemara, it would be mutter as long as it's not white. But Lamaisa, the minig is that they're machmer even more. I'll read you a little Shulchan Aruch. Kol shoyis v'yem osa lil boish, beged meguyitz, v'hu shiyah lovan v'chadosh, afilu shal pishton, v'al ov v'imoy osa achi yigia ha-regel acha shloishim v'yigar v'chaveira. But Lamaisa, the minig is even more than that, akapalim, that they don't wear new clothing, but you should know it's only a minig, therefore there are certain times when there has a tayrim, maybe if they're making a kid's a children's chasana, it could be the hat of a cause. Medina de Gemara, really, if it's a blue suit, and it's even if it's chadashim, according to Medina de Gemara, it's mutter. The minig is not too, but Medina de Gemara, it's mutter, and therefore a person, chas v'shalom, has a shayla, they could ask the shayla.